You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It is Wednesday. Get ready to party. Get ready to get up and down and meet some of my new friends, the Followaways and Romy. On tonight's show, we have the Pinheads, the High Curves, the Followaways, Chai, Swim Team, Bleeding Knees Club, the Silent Treatment, and Munya on tonight's show. So get ready, get up, get down, party, crack a cold beer. This is Andy Land Radio.
Making you feel smarter and happier. It's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis on CITR 101.9 FM.
Pinheads on Andy Land Radio. Welcome, kids. It's Wednesday, and you know what that means. I'm hanging out, having a good time. My pinky's in the air, and I'm drinking some cold beer. And I'm here with my two favorite friends, two out of the five people in the band, the Followaways. Hi, boys. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. Living the dream here.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, trying to get away from the heat.
it's air conditioned in here. It feels great.
It is damn hot outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
Fire season.
Tell me more about you, though. I want to know what's going on. Okay, well, first of all, let's introduce your names. I'm here with Jason and Brett.
Yeah.
Jason is the lead vocalist. He's also guitar. Brett, you're lead guitar. You're new to the band.
Yeah, fairly new, yeah.
And then three people couldn't show up because they didn't give two dams about me.
Not two dams. Well, that's fine.
You know what? They can be replaced because they're not the lead guitarist and the lead singer.
That's one way to look at it.
Yeah. I'm putting out an open casting call for three new band members for the Fall Aways.
Just watch my dad.
They're gonna love this. Yeah.
If Brett's dad wants to be in a band, he's gonna have to audition for his son.
Oh man,
yeah, Stu, we're waiting.
He would try to do it without an audition. You know him. He'd be like, "I'm already in. I'm your dad."
Stu's a legend. Stu is a legend.
We love Big Stu.
Big D.
Yeah. So shout out to Big Stu. Jason, who's your dad?
My dad is Lawrence.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lawrence. Very, very Swiss, very foreign.
You're a Swiss miss.
I'm a Swiss miss, yes.
We love that.
Yeah, you know, I'm almost number one, but then I flop every time.
Flopped and became Canadian.
Yeah,
look at
you. Yeah.
Why the hell did you leave Switzerland?
Well, my parents wanted to open a bakery in a town of 3,000 people.
You're just so European.
Oh, I know. I've heard.
That's wild. Yeah. Yeah. So they wanted to open up a bakery
they brought me along. I was five. I wanted to stay, but, I kicked and I screamed and they brought me over, but,
not much you could have done, eh?
No, but I'll tell you what, I left, the small town I grew up in very, very early after I left high school, about a week after that, and basically started doing this thing, not the Fallaways, but, you know, the first step to the band, so.
And here we are.
And here we are.
That was a really cute story.
Thank you
for boring me. That was really good. I kind of stopped listening after a point. Look, we need to talk about your music. We're going to be playing your song called, what is it, Dumb? Yeah, we have Dumb that we're going to be playing.
It
it's
is
new.
Called Dumb, yes. Yeah.
We're not going to play it. We're going to be doing the High Curbs next, but then we're going to follow with Dumb.
Right on.
Tell me about that song.
So
it's new.
It's new. It's brand new.
Like Brett.
We recorded.
Yeah.
Brett is very new.
Brett is new as me.
So Dumb, we recorded with Zach from a band called Fiddler, which is pretty cool for us. I've been following that band for a long portion of my life.
They're big. Where are they from?
They are from LA.
Yeah.
Zach's originally from Hawaii.
Okay.
But he came up here. They played a show at the Vogue in October.
Yeah.
And we met up with Zach for dinner before because I sent him the demo of Dumb, essentially, and he loved it. And 2 months later, he flew up and we recorded the song with him.
Where'd you guys have dinner?
We had some noodle place.
Oh yeah,
I don't know, but it's great.
Nice.
He showed up in his what's the hospital outfit called?
The gown.
Garbs.
The nursing outfit.
No, it's called scrubs.
Scrubs. Yeah. He showed up in his scrubs, just rocking it.
He was wearing scrubs. Oh,
that's like his thing. Yeah.
What color scrubs?
Just the blue scrubs. He wears it through like airports and stuff too.
Are you kidding?
It's cheap. It's comfy.
It's cheap.
Like that. Seriously, he wears it on stage.
The new
too.
Sweatpants.
He's a legend.
Oh, which position is he in Vidlar?
He's the singer.
He's the lead singer for
the lead
Fiddler.
Singer. Yeah. Writes most of the stuff. He produces he worked with Kay Flay recently, actually. So
oh no way.
He's been doing some pretty cool stuff lately.
Nice. So you guys got an in. Had some noodles with them.
Well, a couple nudes.
We had some nudes with them. Yeah.
Had a couple nudes.
Some nudes.
Some nudes.
Nudes and noodles.
Yeah.
Taking nudes. Went back to his hotel room, I'm sure. why not?
I'd rather not say.
It's Hollywood, baby. You're from Kelowna, Jason.
Yeah.
Tell me what's happened in Kelowna. Blowing you away.
Kelowna, honestly.
I love the men up there. I love some rough trade. Like, I like a guy with a big old truck.
I like Kelowna as a place to visit. Let me put it like that. Kelowna's party central.
Yeah.
And everybody's just, they're always going for it. Or at least all the people I hung out with.
They've got nothing else to do there.
It's a good time. But yeah, you know, there's nice beaches. There's nice weather.
Yeah.
Great people.
From Rutland?
Oh, straight out of Rutland.
I love Rutland.
I've been to
a house party there before.
Oh, man.
It was wild. It was like middle of winter. There was no heating in the house. Not that we needed it because it was so warm and there were so many bodies.
There's enough people to just warm that place right up.
My shoes got stolen.
Oh, God.
So I had to like...
That's Rutland.
I'm walking through snow. It was weird. It was horrible. And socks. And then we had to take a cab. I didn't like it. I do like the Okanagan, though. I do have a love for the desert. I do really like...
It is. It's nice. It's a nice getaway. and it's so it's so close to Vancouver too.
Yeah,
you know, it's
4 hours.
Yeah. Boom, you're out. It's great.
I'm not gonna lie, the boys there are really curious and they're really easy. Give them a couple cold beer and.
Nothing.
We're rolling around in the shrubs and the sage. Okay, so you're born in Switzerland. You're from Kelowna.
Yep.
Jason, you also have welts on your body. Can you explain to me why?
Jason's
taking off his top right now, exposing himself.
So, you know, concept of the song "Dumb."
Here, do that again. I'm gonna tweet this.
Self-explanatory. Yeah. We wanted to shoot some promo, so everybody in the band did something really stupid.
Yeah.
And I got absolutely lit up by paintballs from about 20 feet.
Yeah.
At the highest PSI we could set that paintball gun to. And it hurt, man.
Jeez.
It did not feel good.
Those welts are wild. I'm going to put a picture of that on Twitter. You can find me at Andlin Radio on Twitter. And I'll do it on Instagram, too. Why not? You know what? I have to say, there's another band out there that really likes to promote their music, and it's a band called Laverne. And Max is always out there doing wild stunts. I don't know if Max would ever take a paintball gun to the stomach, but I actually sent him a message. I want to call him into the show. And, actually, you know what? He didn't reply back. But I'm going to say to him, he has to do a paintball gun to the stomach.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I
got
to
send him this video.
Exactly.
And he's got to top it.
Okay, you know what? Let's get into some music. We got an interview later with my newest, latest, dearest friend named Romy. He's a voguer in Vancouver. He's pretty deadly with his moves, so we're going to be talking to him. We're calling him into the station, so let's get into some music. We have the High Curbs with Ghost on Andyland Radio.
Hello, pretty lady that I left behind. Sometimes I haunt you in your dreams, and sometimes in your life. Well, let me tell a little story that might clear up your mind. It might make you cry, but it'll be worth your time. Oh, well, it's fine. You try to live your life completely as I go. Yeah, sometimes I give you love, I give you smiles, maybe I should. Well, it's fine. You try to live your life completely as I go. Yeah, sometimes I give you love, I give you smiles, maybe I should. Sorry if I scare you from time to time. Sometimes I get a little bored and then leave you behind. Well, let me give you a little something to remember me by. It might make you cry, but it'll be on your mind. Oh, well, it's fine. You try to live it like as silly as I go. Yeah, sometimes I give you light, I give you smiles, maybe I'll start. Well, it's fine. You try to live it like as silly as I go. Yes, sometimes I give you light, I give you smiles, maybe I'll start. And if you fall asleep tonight, it won't make you feel alright. And if you fall asleep right now, I'll just be watching you all
You're thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Think I should smarten up. I'd rather have my fun. Nothing right about it. Was this about a simple, easy life?
Dumb on Andyland Radio. Our next guest, we couldn't have him here in studio, unfortunately. It's a little late, a little past his bedtime. Why? Because he's 11 years old. Now, let me just tell you something about our next guest. He's not just a regular 11-year-old boy, okay? He is out there voguing like nobody else. And when I mean voguing, I mean, yes, the dance craze phenomenon, the cultural phenomenon that is voguing. He is that good at voguing. So good, in fact, that he was on NBC Universal's show, what was it? World of Dance. He was on NBC's World of Dance. And most recently, he was in Vancouver dancing at Public Disco, which is a public disco party that's free for people to come down and see here in Vancouver, British Columbia. That just happened a few weeks ago. He was there dancing his butt off, voguing. His moves were surgical. They could cut. And we have him here over the phone. Hello, Romy. How are you?
Hi.
Are you nervous?
I'm both. Nervous, excited.
Aww. Well, I'll be honest with you, Romy. You really shouldn't be that nervous because you are a tremendous talent and I'm very gifted and pleasured to have you here on tonight's show. Thank you so much for staying up late till 10:30 nonetheless on a school night to be here on air with us. Thank you so much. Now, can you please tell us a little bit more about yourself so our listeners can kind of get clued in as to how cool you really are?
So basically, if it wasn't for dance, I actually wouldn't be doing this right now. So from this, this girl that got in contact with this public disco and sent me like a email saying like, hey, yo, you want to join this public disco? So then after that, I was just so pumped. And then I was started dancing like 4 years ago. After that, I've gotten to do many things like NBC World of Dance, AKHI, many cool things. And that's just a little bit about me.
Now, I'm really curious because I found you online on Instagram and I saw you performing at Public Disco. It was all over the internet, you voguing like crazy for an audience of hundreds of people. How did they find you? Like, did someone find you online for Public Disco? Like, how did you get involved?
With friends, like me and her were like really good friends because we met at some like dance battles. It was pretty crazy. So me and her got in touch. So she just asked me if I wanted to do this thing called Public Disco. Then after that, just because of dance, me and her were friends and got in touch.
Now, how old are you?
I'm 11.
When did you get into dance?
I started getting into dance when I was around like 9.
What got you involved in dance?
It was actually pretty crazy. My brother got me involved with dance. He started dancing before me. So then out there, I saw him and I felt so inspired by how he danced. Where to a point, like my mom signed me up and I had so much fun.
Could you tell me more about your style? You really honestly have the coolest style for anyone your age. Like, I don't know anyone who's 11 years old who has style as awesome as yours. You really do slay. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about and you need a visual, go _Lil_Rome_ on Instagram. That's his handle. Check out his style. Tell me more about your style.
After I joined hip hop, I was very inspired, but when I got more into it, how unique people dressed. I just loved the uniqueness. We're to a point where I was trying to experiment, trying to be the creative with my style. Like, in for perhaps, like, I dye my hair. That's, like, one part of my big style.
Okay, so where do you get the dollars to buy all the swag? Like, I had to go to Eaton's and Sears and be, like, march through really horrible department stores as a kid in order to get clothes. I did not have style as developed and amazing as yours. Tell me, where are you getting the style from?
Actually, where I get my shopping from is my mom. She helps me with a lot of my clothing. So me and her would go to the mall. She would help me pick out some like cool outfits. Then out there, I would try them on the next day and I would just love them so much.
I bet a lot of people think you're the coolest kid in school.
I'm pretty sure, yeah, probably.
Your mom must work super hard to support you. Can you tell me like something like what does she do that really helps you the most in your career?
So my mom drives me everywhere. Like, I mean, like, anywhere. So she would, like, wait for me hours and hours for me to dance. She's just so, like, supportive, too.
Your mother is very, very sweet. Now, what did you get her for Mother's Day?
I actually wrote her a little, story or, like what I think about her and, like, what she does for me. So I put that in, like, a little frame and gave it to her.
Aw. Your mom must be also working really, really hard for all the stuff to happen for you. So, I mean, props to her. Can you tell me, though, more about that?
Oh, she works so much. Works so much. She helps me with, she pays for my dance. She just helps me through everything I need.
Now, I've been definitely bullied in school. That's usually why people end up in entertainment, is because they're bullied and then they end up finding a way above all that. Now, have you ever been bullied in school?
So I was bullied because I danced. So I was always been called gay because I danced. And I thought that it's just not right, because you shouldn't judge people. People can be whatever they want. It doesn't matter. You can love the person if it's a boy, if it's a girl. It doesn't matter at all. It's my perspective.
Romy, that is so sweet. You know what? That is a really great example of kindness and compassion. And, you know, you're 11 years old and you're doing something that people who are like 40, 50, 60 can't even do themselves. And they have tons of money and they have lots of power and they can't show human kindness the way that you're showing it. So that's really impressive. And I think you really are a good lesson to the community. Your mom did a really good job raising you. Okay, look, we got to wrap this up really quick because I know you got to get to bed. So you've done NBC's World of Dance. You've done many dance competitions. You just did public disco here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, what do you see in the future with dance?
That's kind of hard to say, because dance takes me to different places in life. So when I dance, I didn't know that I was going to be at the public disco. Dance took me there.
Okay, we need to talk about that. Tell me more about your experience dancing live at public disco here in Vancouver.
It was really cool because, the community was, so, cool, different. And it was just so much fun performing live. I just had, the greatest time of my life just performing for people and showing off, what I can do in my talent.
Well, good stuff. I want to know, because my birthday is going to be coming up, what is the worst thing about being 11?
I think it's being the youngest in the family.
What is the best thing about being 11?
I think the best thing is when you get in trouble and, your older sibling, gets in trouble with you. You're the youngest, you always get the advantage.
That is so true, because my little brother Austin got away with murder, all the time when we were kids growing up. And of course, me being the eldest, I was always blamed for everything, so that's some trauma I need to work out. Now look, another piece of trauma I need to work out is I'm turning 30 in July. It's kind of scary. It creeps up on you, and then it happens. What do you think about 30-year-olds? And I want you to really be honest about it.
I'm not sure. I think they're very funny.
Yeah, I think they're real snooze. That's why I don't really know anyone over 30, so. do you think that they're old? Am I going to be old at 30?
They're in, the middle.
Middle age? Jeez, that means I'm going to be dead at 60. Look, Romy, we got to go. We got to get out of here. I've had a lot of fun with you. Thanks for chatting with me. I really do appreciate it. And look, do you want to do a sign-off for me on air before I go into the next song? How's that? Okay, let's hear you try it.
Hi, this is Lil Rome, and you're listening to Andy Lan Radio.
Aw, we love you so much. Thank you. You really are a role model to other people your age, and it's a pleasure having you here on air. And we really do wish you the best. Look, if you want to check out more with Romy, Lil Rome, you can always find him on Instagram, _Lil_Rome_ on Instagram. Everything's there. He does some really great dance moves. He's posting it. His mom, Trinity, is putting out a lot of hard effort and work to make things happen for him. So please wish him the best. Join me and the followers who are here in studio with me as we wish him the best. Okay? Up next on the show, we have Chai with Curly Adventure on Andy Lan Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
That is right. We are topping the news at the bottom of the hour. I haven't topped in a while, let me tell you. It's actually been a long time since I've actually had sex. I think it's been about 3 years now. I am horny as hell. And you know who else is horny? Let me tell you. We have two new guests here in studio. We have Albert and Malcolm. Malcolm, Albert, say hello.
Hello. Nice to meet everyone.
Oh,
hello,
yeah.
Nice to meet you guys.
Oh, God. You guys are just turning me on in all the right places. Oh, I love it. You two are actually going to the Pit, which is a club here at UBC.
Hey, guys. I just want to say something. For everyone out there listening who's kind of contemplating their night.
Condo-plating?
Condo-plating.
Honey, you are messed up.
The Pit, I actually heard this. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening, yeah. I heard the
what
Pit
hear,
is...
Malcolm?
I heard that the Pit is lit.
Oh
so
God.
Anyone...
The Pit is lit tonight.
It's lit. So if it's you are lit. Thinking of what to do your night, if you're studying those anatomy textbooks,
yeah.
You're deep in the history, you're in
my
the...
my wine class, if you're studying for wine.
Close those books, nope. Man.
You know, close those books and pack the bag and come right to the Pit because we'll meet you there and we'll give you.
Okay, that's great to hear. All right, oh, okay, yeah. Thanks, boys. You know what? I'm glad you have plans. I'm probably just gonna go home, masturbate, and cry.
That's aren't like we
me
all. Too, Annie. Me
yeah.
too. I'm
me
with
three,
you.
Me three.
It's a for all of you listening. It is a full studio.
Hey!
Woo! Party! We have here the fallaways.
Yeah, we're still barely.
Jason and Brett. Yeah, they're still here, smoking hella vape. Sitting back, not doing anything.
Not much.
And yeah, we're here. Let's get into some news, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it.
The latest research estimates that in the past 250 years, nearly 600 plant species have gone extinct. Boys, what do you think?
Is it true or is that fake news?
It is real news.
First of all, before I get out,
that's really sad, man.
That is really sad.
Yeah. I want to know how many species there are.
Are there even that many species of plants?
There might be, if there's a million species, 600 might not be too bad.
First of all, we have Malcolm's a psych major.
Yeah.
Malcolm, say hello. Malcolm is a kinesiology major.
Yeah, I study kinesiology.
Yes, you don't know anything about biology.
0%.
Yeah, zero. Yeah. But you study psychology.
I study psychology.
Yeah.
0%.
So you won't be able to chime in on this.
Is it social psychology?
Oh, that's what I do. I'm a communications major. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I took it last term. It was great.
I'm all about Goffman. I love my Goffman.
What's Goffman?
Goffman? Oh, my God. The study, the dramaturgical analysis of front stage and backstage.
I've not heard this.
Okay, well, anyways, I'm kind of a nerd. I'm a sociology nerd.
Stage and backstage kind of sounds like top and bottom.
Well,
like you're either one or the other.
Okay, well, let's get into this. Would you be a top or a bottom if you're a homosexual?
You know what? Fuck, man.
Sorry.
I want to say top.
Yeah? How about you, Albert?
I would say top.
You'd be a top.
I'd be a toppy.
Okay. Jason, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you know, I'll probably just go with the group on this one and say top.
Why?
Yes. I'm just,
You're going to flip-flop on that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I got to say I'm the same there. I'd probably be a top.
Okay, Mr. Kinesiology Major, Malcolm, you should know there's some nerve endings down there that feel really great.
Yeah, I heard the foreskin is quite controversial in this.
Oh, jeez. Okay, let's
Speaking of nerve endings, so I don't know. I think some statistics, if you can pull them up, I'm not sure.
You know what?
Can we get the Google up?
I can get anything up and pull it up. Let me tell you.
Oh, okay, this guy.
Let's move into some weird and wacky news. Okay. A teen was speeding to get to the bathroom in Canada. A 17-year-old was caught driving at 106 miles per hour. Okay. He told the cops, though, that he was speeding because he needed to get to a bathroom after eating too many hot wings. Boys,
I got to tell you.
Fair enough, man.
I gotta tell you, that's not so ridiculous. Brett. I got a quick story here.
About
a week ago, I was going to a friend's place.
Yeah.
And I was 10 minutes into the drive, and I had to go super bad. So I just...
Diarrhea or pee?
It was diarrhea.
Oh, yeah?
So I just... straight up. So I U-eat it.
Full on.
So I U-eat it back home, because I wasn't going to make it. So I totally get where he's coming from.
Jason, have you ever pooped your pants?
I didn't say
I pooped. I have not, but putting myself into the situation, I don't blame the kid.
Yeah, I don't blame him at all. Yeah.
Not at all. There's nothing.
You should get paid for that, actually. That's quite heroic.
Okay. Let's get into the... Malcolm wants to jump
say,
in.
Like, oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there's a big thing right now in the popular culture, if you know what I'm saying. Hot Cheetos versus jalapeno Cheetos. You know what? You hot, like one
hot,
of the other...
Hot Cheetos with lime.
Yeah, whatever. No, but there's a thing. Little Xan, you know he's a rapper?
Yes, I do know he's a rapper. I'm not that white.
No, no, he was recently in the hospital because he ate too many hot Cheetos.
Really?
He was, yeah. Last
Did he
month.
Blow at his sphincter or what?
I think he might have blown his sphincter.
His sphincter?
How many sphincter? Jesus Christ.
Okay.
What does that even mean?
A sphincter? You're taking kinesiology. Well, how do you not know anything about the human body or the butt?
There's four sphincters in the human body.
I know. There's one there's the anal sphincter, which is the outside. Then there's an interior one that's
the pyloric sphincter.
Wow,
and then there's the stomach.
Yeah.
And then the other part of the stomach.
Yeah, maybe there's only
three.
What's
the definition of a sphincter?
It's something that's tight.
Can you pull that up?
No, I can't. Oh. You know what? I can pull up a lot of things, just not that. Okay, look. Let's move into some more news before we just completely lose track here. Let's see here. Flight delayed after passenger thought the exit was a toilet door. A flight from Manchester, England was delayed for almost 8 hours when a confused passenger opened an emergency exit door after mistaking it for a bathroom door. Weird. The Pakistan International Airways flight to Islamabad was almost ready for takeoff when the woman grasped for the wrong door, launching the emergency evacuation slide.
Oh,
thank God it wasn't in the air, boys.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine, right? Followaways. Followaways. Jason from the followaways.
Let's hear this. Jason from the Followaways, what's your thought on this?
I've done a lot of stupid things in my life, but that is on another level.
I would have never believed that.
No, I know you wouldn't. You think I'm a sweetheart. I'm an angel. I know.
I do.
But isn't there like warning signs on these doors? Like, isn't it pretty clear?
Well, we were just
pretty clear cut.
Like a week ago, I'm pretty sure there were like big exits.
I wouldn't have opened that door. No, that's that's out there.
First of all, who's been on an airplane that has a bathroom big enough to like be as wide as those doors?
Nobody.
No.
So this person was clearly on their first flight ever.
Yeah, they were not having a good time.
Or just forgot about.
It's the legal weed.
It is.
Oh, wait, was it? No, it wasn't.
Malcolm, thoughts? Mr. Kinesiology? Mr. Knows everything about the human body?
I don't know if this is much help for this story in particular.
Okay, then it's not. Okay, let's move on. thank you for sharing. Television's top show of 2018 to 2019 season was The Big Bang Theory.
That's
terrible.
I know.
Okay.
The worst.
Okay. let's go to Albert. Points. Albert, random UBC student that came in with Malcolm into the studio.
Yeah. My thoughts on The Big Bang Theory?
Yes, I do. You love it. I know you do.
I would say it's the worst show in history.
I really.
Bazinga.
Hell yeah.
Get out of here. I don't. You're creeping me out, Malcolm. Jason.
I went to Sheldon for Halloween once.
Yeah?
With my ex. So, you know, it holds a place in my heart.
No way.
That I don't want there.
Do you know a lot about science?
Do I what?
Do you know a lot about science?
Not at all.
Hmm.
No.
You know what? There's some news here that we could get to, but to tell you the truth, it's all pretty boring. Boston Bruins. Tell me about that. What happened?
You know what?
Fucking let's go.
Okay.
Blues. Let's go Blues.
They just. Let's go Blues.
The Bruins. Let's rock and roll Blues.
Let's change topics. Talk about the Warriors for a second. Oh,
the Bruins. The Bruins just weren't playing the game, man.
Okay. One hetero drunk bro at a time. Malcolm, go for it.
You know what? I just want to say.
Okay, great. Albert.
No.
Warriors and six.
Oh, this is sad.
Warriors and six. Wow, the
it's
math
not even
really.
Possible.
No, the math doesn't add up.
Warriors and seven.
But let me
correction.
Just say,
Warriors and seven.
Let me just say, I've never been a Canucks fan, but it does feel good to see the Bruins go down because.
It does,
Well, didn't that happen like 8 years ago?
And we're still better, though, man. We're still bitter about it.
You still hear people talking about it.
If you are a Vancouverite,
yeah, Malcolm,
in the deepest sense of the word, or even any sense of the word Vancouverite, you have to hate viscerally the Boston Bruins.
They're just
a team you can't.
I don't know. Wasn't Sidney Crosby a Boston Bruin?
No, he was a Penguin.
Right. Okay. See, I don't know anything about hockey.
Bruins,
I just love hockey bros. That's
the Bruins
thing.
Are just dirty players, so they don't play the game right. And so, like,
I've got the bro flow going. Right
you do.
You really do, actually.
Yeah,
let me see that hot hockey here. Take that off, baby. Jason is
go.
Oh my God!
So greasy.
Honey, if you want
rock, baby, okay?
If you want a wristy letter, you give me a call. Okay, look, we gotta get to some new music. We have here on the show. What do we have here? I don't even know what the next song is. Let me tell you, you guys just really like got me all excited here, especially Jason with his hot hockey bro hair.
I've been there.
The Bleeding Knees Case next on Andyland Radio.
like the other, chained down and wasting my time. Gotta go get out for the summer.
Always problems on Anduland Radio. Look, I don't know what to say. We just had Malcolm and Albert stop by the station.
Absolute legends.
They were great.
There you go,
great.
Your mics are on, boys. Yeah. We're here with the Fallaways. They're both a band from Vancouver. These two boys, Jason and Brett, they're two of the five members.
Indeed, yes, yes.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, most likely to stay with a band, because usually that's how it goes. Like, isn't the drummer, like who's the most replaceable in a band?
Oh, this is a touchy subject.
Not in your band, bands in general.
You know, I think in any band, it really depends who's doing the writing. Like, whoever's doing the writing is obviously the guy that's making the sound of the band. So if that guy goes, it's kind of, it's over for the band, in my opinion.
Yeah, totally.
Whereas if it's a collaborative effort, you know, maybe, then it'd be more replaceable. But at this point, people that aren't writing in the band would be more replaceable for sure.
Interesting.
That was the best way you could answer that.
Jason, you're not replaceable. I don't think you're replaceable. First of all, for those of you who don't know, Jason, what's your Insta?
Followay J.
Yeah. So, did you post the video?
It's going to be posted tomorrow.
Okay.
So get on there.
Yeah.
And relive the hype that I went through when I took 9 paintballs to the chest.
Yeah.
From 20 feet.
And if you go on my Insta, you will see, go to @AndyLandRadio on Instagram, you will see
the aftermath.
A story. Yeah, I did a story and I took a video in studio of the welts on his stomach. It's wild. And I sent a message to Max from Laverne saying, hey, you got a new single out. You need to start taking some paintballs to the stomach.
Yeah, take one for the team, man.
I think he will.
Yeah, you will. For
I
sure.
really do. I
it's
think
gonna inspire him and push him to the next.
He's
level.
Well. Yeah. If he doesn't do it, well, he's not punk rock. But exactly. He's pretty punk rock. I don't know what to say. We had two boys that just kind of crashed in during the news segment. Malcolm and Albert. Albert is a psychology major here at UBC at University of British Columbia, and Malcolm is a kinesiology major and stoned out of his mind,
out of his tree.
He was
allegedly.
I'm surprised he wasn't off the tree.
I know
he's still up on it, but he's coming down, Malcolm.
It was like a mind-body disconnection. it was bizarre.
Well, I made eye contact, but there's no eye contact.
Well, he was staring through the window, and I was like, "What do these guys want?"
Yeah.
And then we just brought him in, and I was like, "That guy is just
legends,
he's
though.
Gone." But legends. Totally.
I thought
maybe
Malcolm had a crush on me. I don't know.
He might have.
He liked
got a weird. I got a weird vibe from him.
I saw him looking up and down.
And I
did
think
you give
so.
Him your number?
I mean, he didn't just look up and down. He had to look side to side. I'm a little wide these days, but you know. I mean, I don't know what to say, but
zing,
bazinga, as we discussed.
Oh, let's not.
Let's not talk about Big Bang Theory being the number one show in 2018 and 2019. That's so weird. Only 18 million viewers. That's like,
that means TV is going downhill.
Yeah, yeah.
Is basically what that means.
Well, I don't even have cable anymore, man.
Because like.
Do you even have cable?
How many millions of people watch Game of Thrones, but how many people watch it on HBO?
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't.
And everyone's getting rid of their cable because they've got Netflix and Crave and stuff, right? And just like cable just costs way more than just having those
streaming,
things,
baby.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
The new world.
It's bizarre. First of all, ratings is really weird nowadays. Yeah, because no one watches TV. So 18 million is a lot, but 30 years ago, you're like 18 million, that's it.
But how many of it's just on in the background?
Well,
and you got to think about 30 years ago, the accessibility, that was the only place you could get that.
Yeah,
the
true.
Only place.
True.
For those of you who don't know about ratings, I wasn't planning on talking about it. I was actually planning on getting to my segment Smarter and Happier. Let me switch this up. I was going to read you some stupid fact about men sleeping.
Let's do it now.
I'll get out of the way, and then I'll talk to you about ratings, because I think a lot of people don't know about this. Men doze off on company time more than women. A study found that twice as many men... dozed off on the company time. 26% of men and 13% of women catch some Z's during work hours.
I'm a dozer.
I've never been down that road.
At work.
No. I did once when I was working at the station.
Right.
Had a wild night. And the worst part is the producer who ran the station came in and I was laying on the couch. It was weekend shift, night shift, so I was by myself.
Sorry to interrupt. Jason, you worked for which station?
Sun FM, Easy Rock, and AM 1150. They're all brother-sister companies.
What was the call letters?
Call letters?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
So like CITR is CITR.
I'm not sure.
But like the peak is like CKPK.
Yeah, not even sure. Right. I wouldn't even remember by now. It was 4 years ago by now.
Okay.
Working retail makes it easy to sleep, though, man. When no one's coming into the store, like, you just get so bored.
You know what? I worked night shift at the McDonald's, and I would fall asleep.
Yeah.
On top of the McChicken packages, because they were really comfortable. You could actually make, like, a nice little indent for yourself.
Yeah,
your body.
Yeah.
Get some side sleeping going on, which, funny story, apparently... people who sleep on their side, you can tell a lot about them. According to new research, people who sleep on the left side are more likely to prefer drama films, whereas right side sleepers prefer action flicks.
I'm a left side sleeper, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I mean, I've always been a rom-com guy. I don't know.
Rom-com?
Yeah,
Brad,
man.
Come on.
I know.
Take a walk. Hey. Get some fresh air and come back.
Why don't you fall away somewhere?
Love Actually every Christmas Eve, man.
You love Almost. Love Actually, Brett.
I do.
Seriously.
I do.
See, I sleep on my left side, but on the middle of the bed because I'm single and I love it. I love it.
I do whatever I want.
I still sleep on the left side of the bed.
Left side of the bed? You're
on
your
own? Yeah.
Okay, and right side, on the right side of your body or the left side
left
of your
body? Left side of my body.
Interesting. So according to the study... you prefer drama films.
You suck.
I guess. Okay. I mean, Yeah, I guess I do suck, eh?
How about you, Jason?
I honestly don't know. I don't keep track of which side of sleep. I feel like it's
you just
very,
like fall down.
I just
and
fall
just
down.
Sleep.
I'm
punk rock.
So big by the time I go to bed, I'm just like, I don't know.
Ugh. No, man.
Roll over a few times.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, we'll see where it ends up.
I just curl in a ball on that left side, and I just, oh, it's beautiful.
Huh.
It really is.
I was going to get into making you feel smarter and happier to get. So that was my smarter information.
Pretty dumb.
Something interesting about radio ratings. What people don't know is like, you're like, how do people find out who's listening to a station? Yeah. There is a high frequency sound that is played that you cannot hear as a human being, but certain digital devices can hear that frequency.
Okay.
And so when you have this like Nielsen device, it picks up that frequency and it's like, ah, that's CITR station that's playing right now.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't know. Boring stuff.
Radio waves.
I know.
Interesting.
Nerdy radio information. Ooh. Father's Day is coming up. Brett, I know you love your father. What is his name?
Stu!
Big Stu!
Stu, yeah.
Big Stu. He's a lot of fun. Did you know that what dads actually want on your Father's Day, it might make you a little happier. What do almost half of dads want more than anything else
beer.
On Father's Day?
Beer.
Beer. Yes. But, okay, you're really close on that, Brett. It costs nothing. Apparently, just a few minutes of your time. That's all they want. A phone call. So.
I live with my dad, so I don't think a phone call.
He just wants him to leave for a few
minutes.
Wants
me to leave.
Yeah.
He just wants me to leave
for a
weekend.
For a few minutes.
Have some time with my mom.
Interesting. 47% of dads said that what they want most on Father's Day is just a special phone call or just someone to hang out with. Maybe have to crack
hey
a cold
dad,
beer.
Yeah. Hey, Dad, let's crack a beer sometime. Let's do it.
I wonder if beer sales go up around Father's Day.
Yep.
They must.
They not definitely go up around
Not
Super
a question
Bowl.
About it.
Yeah.
Like how wine sales go up around Mother's Day, probably.
Yeah. Mm, yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. Like flowers and chocolate.
Yeah, flowers definitely go up. Yeah. Flowers definitely go up.
I don't know what else to say. Bijuana was here at the station. I'm going to be having her in next week. I was going to have Leon Else on the show, but now I'm going to have Bijuana because she's they
been
are
replaced.
Been replaced. No, I don't know.
Shut down.
We might do a little duo guest number like how we did with Romy tonight and you guys. But yeah. And actually, we also had two other boys just jump onto the station.
We had some exciting people in the studio.
We did.
It is,
definitely did.
It it's
a
always
night.
A party here
yeah.
at the on the show. I do love it. Look, we're going to get into some music. We just listened to your song, Problems. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Problems. You know, the way I wrote it was kind of just about how I felt about the music industry today. Just people trying to use and abuse young bands and... there's a lot of problems out there.
Honey, I do that all the time. Exactly. How do you think I'd have a show?
That's why we're here.
Gotta
right?
use yeah. and abuse you, for Tom God's Rockman. Sake. Brett, do you like the song Problems?
I do. Yeah.
Did you even write it? You're new to the band.
No, I wasn't around when that got recorded.
Oh, wait. Was it when were you?
I've been writing with Jay since probably, what, January, February?
Yeah.
February, March. Yeah.
Around there, yeah. Then,
what's your least favorite fall away song?
Oh, my God. What's mine?
Least favorite. Like, it just drives you up the wall. Don't worry that Jason's
okay.
here.
I want to say this, too.
Okay. Jason, what's
mine's,
yours?
Mine's Down.
Mine's Electric. Down is just not finished. We play it live. It's a good hype song. But Electric's just, it's too pop rock for me.
Electric, yeah, Electric. Electric needs to go from
well,
the set.
You know what?
I just got to say, buddy, Electric needs to go from the set.
I've said it.
I know,
I've
you
said
it last rehearsal. You were like, let's get rid of this song, man.
Okay, well, we got to run ahead because we're running a little bit behind here on the show. You know what? If you don't like the music that's played by the Fallaways, that's fine. We got the silent treatment next to the show.
Yeah,
but
we do.
Song,
yep.
Yeah, Run for Cover next
let's
on Andyland Radio.
Need a quickie? We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM.
Munya Hotel Del Mano on Andyland Radio. Well, I don't know what to say. That's it. That's it, boys.
All right.
We're done. It's over.
We're done. It's been one hell of a good show. We ran 6 minutes over, but what can I say? It's worth it because, you know,
totally worth
you were
it.
Fun. Totally worth Albert it, yeah. was fun.
Albert was great.
I think we all just had fun tonight.
Yeah. Malcolm was stoned out of his noggin.
Absolutely.
It was really,
crushed,
yeah.
Yeah.
He was toast.
On another level.
Yeah. It was fun. Any last words before I let you go?
Yeah. The Followaways. Dumb. Coming out June 21st.
Yeah.
Pre-save on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Follow us on Instagram. Get it.
Yeah.
Sweet. What's your Insta?
It's The Followaways.
What's your Bandcamp?
We don't have one. You did. You knew
what?
That.
Why don't you have Band? No, you have SoundCloud.
We have SoundCloud, iTunes.
Spotify. Okay, there you go.
YouTube,
yeah, okay, YouTube.
Yeah,
yep.
The Facebooks and all
that
crap.
The Facebooks. Yeah.
But,
are you on iTunes?
Of course. Yep.
Spotify.
Yep.
Google Play.
All of it.
Deezer.
Yes. Actually.
Napster.
I don't know
Napster,
about that.
Yeah, bring it back.
Yeah. Okay.
Bring it back.
Someone that does have some last words I do want to play, Representative Norma Torres, who is the Democrat. I just love this. 35th District of California. She is there representing California in the funniest ways. I just want to play this. I post this on Twitter. This is her basically giving the men what they need to hear. It's really good. Let's take a quick little listen before we say goodbye.
Mr. Speaker, it is tiring to hear from so many sex-starved males on this floor talk about a woman's right to choose. Mr. Speaker.
For what purpose does a gentleman from Georgia recognize, seek recognition?
Mr. Speaker, I would just like to ask my friend if she'd like to change her last statement.
Mr. Speaker, if it pleases my colleague on the other side, I will withdraw my statement about sex-starved males on the floor.
Yes. Big applause to you.
Well,
we love you, Norma Torres. Look, that's it, folks. That's all for tonight's show. If you want to catch more episodes, you can always go to AndyLandRadio.com. They're all there. And as I always like to say to you, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndylandRadio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.